Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Good morning. It's Mr. Ass Psychologist here. And I wanted to talk about popularity this morning. As far as peer pressure goes. Now, being popular is not the exact thing that most people dream about. And it can be due to peer pressure. The kind of thing that you don't need. Say, for example, if you want to go to a store with a friend of yours, and this friend is trying to pressure you into clothes that you don't really fit, they're not your thing, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, you don't have to do that. Just being yourself is the best. If that same friend wants you to either go on a trip with them and you're uncomfortable, making your decisions yourself is always the best thing to do. Now, if you want to give in and you still feel bias or remorse after that, that's giving peer pressure into being popular. And nowadays, yeah, like I just said, it's better to be yourself. Here's a really good example. Say you have two friends over and they want to invite another friend and another friend and another friend. Eventually, you have to stop that. Besides the fact of getting into a little rhythmic party kind of thing. I shouldn't do that kind of thing. A lot of times it's best to be by yourself, notice who you are, and you'll be popular on your own terms. Basically, that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. Don't give in to peer pressure, because you can be popular on your own terms, by yourself. So, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Just a thought for the day. Have a good day, guys.